It's the award-winning Gutter, back for its award-winning midweek edition. I say midweek, it's once a week at the moment. What am I talking about? God, it's early. Mo's here, John's here. And we've got a lot of names to discuss, a lot of issues to absorb. I want to start with what's happened. Well, reaction to what's happened to Liverpool this week. We've beaten Leicester 3-0 and we were really good. And having had a wretched season, really, until the last dozen or so games, suddenly we can see what the future might look like even before Liverpool bring in new players. I'm calling our current formation 3-4-3. I'm defiantly calling that. I'm not quite having the Trent right back thing. So just go with me for the sake of this. So I'm saying we play a four-man midfield effectively at the moment, and that's Trent, Fabinho, Henderson, Jones is in a kind of box formation. John, it's a really nice midfield, that, quietly. Now, I'm not saying, before I boil too much piss, that we suddenly don't need midfielders, because we clearly do. Klopp referenced recently in an interview that I think he was asked a question about the Trent experiment and saying things are changing in their thinking, he implied, by what they're seeing on the pitch. It's affecting their type of player, and that could be a spin-off as to whether we need a right-back or this type of midfielder or that type of midfielder. We've talked about the Trent effect, but we've now seen the Curtis Jones effect this week. It's a good four, that. How do you think thinking is being affected by as this season is unraveling and nearing its conclusion?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think it has to be, really. And if you look at the sort of the four, you know, midfielders in isolation, if you like, that we end up playing, I think, you know, what Curtis is doing has shown the real strength of someone who can break in and be that fourth forward. Like, a couple of the goals he scored this season, well, the same goal he scored twice this season, I've had to go, brilliant, who's that? Do you know what I mean? And then you'll be surprised that it's Curtis, because we're not used to seeing midfielders do that. You know, with the shaggy hair, at first you think it's sort of Diaz, don't you? Because he's popping up
the scoreboard
on
Leicester, by the way.
Well, yeah, I believe so, yeah. Listen to the post-match show and you guys, you know, said that, and which was sort of quite funny, but, you know, then you work out that it's Curtis and you're like, oh, brilliant. But it's because you're not used to having midfielders break through like that. We've probably not had one since, I would say, Chamberlain at his pomp.
Yeah,
and you know, he was able to do that. But even Chamberlain, you know, you look at most of his goals, they were best with the ball, weren't they, and striking from distance. It was actually quite rare that he was, you know, ghosting into the box, sort of almost Lampard style, and getting in on the end of things. So it is a real asset, especially if you're playing against a defence that's well set and structured, and, you know, we're looking to man mark.